Look at task one. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. You are going to hear the announcements made by the head teacher at morning assembly at your school. If you wish, you may start underlining the correct word or phrase as you listen.
Good morning, children. I have some important things to tell you this morning, so I'd like you to listen very carefully. The local council is organising a competition for Year 5 and Year 6 pupils called the Recycled Art Competition. You can make use of materials such as plastic, paper and metal to create a model or picture. Various prizes can be won. The first prize is €250 worth of art materials. An exhibition will be put up at the local council office with all the artwork entries. If you're interested, speak to your art teacher, Miss Mifsut. As from next week, for the first time, we will start collecting used batteries at school. Batteries can harm the environment if not disposed of properly. So we're going to help protect the environment by bringing them to school and putting them in a special container, which your teacher will bring to the classroom. At the end of the month, I'll collect all the containers and the class with the largest number of used batteries will be awarded a prize. And finally, for Year 6 pupils, you'll be spending a weekend in Sicily with your class teachers at a sports complex. You leave on Friday 22nd June in the morning and come back on Sunday 24th in the afternoon. There will be various activities, including swimming and a night hike, as well as a barbecue on the last night. Your class teacher will hand out forms for you to take home. The closing date to book a place is the 10th of June. No late bookings will be accepted. So if you're interested, make sure you hand in the form in time.
Listen to the sentences and underline the correct word or phrase in the brackets as you listen. Number one, the head teacher makes 2, 3, 4 announcements. Number two, the art competition is being organized by the school, art teacher, local council. Number three, the winner of the first prize of the art competition will receive a model, art materials, cash. Number four, pupils have never, already, always collected batteries at school. Number five, containers for used batteries will be brought to the classroom by the teachers, pupils, head teacher. Number six, a trip to Sicily is planned for pupils of year 4, 5, 6. Number seven, the barbecue will take place on Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Number eight, in order to book a place for the trip, pupils have to fill in a form, phone the sports complex, inform their class teacher. Now you will hear the announcements again. Listen carefully.
Good morning, children. I have some important things to tell you this morning, so I'd like you to listen very carefully. The local council is organising a competition for Year 5 and Year 6 pupils called the Recycled Art Competition. You can make use of materials such as plastic, paper and metal to create a model or picture. Various prizes can be won. The first prize is €250 worth of art materials. An exhibition will be put up at the local council office with all the artwork entries. If you're interested, speak to your art teacher, Miss Mifsut. As from next week, for the first time, we will start collecting used batteries at school. Batteries can harm the environment if not disposed of properly. So we're going to help protect the environment by bringing them to school and putting them in a special container, which your teacher will bring to the classroom. At the end of the month, I'll collect all the containers and the class with the largest number of used batteries will be awarded a prize. And finally, for Year 6 pupils, you'll be spending a weekend in Sicily with your class teachers at a sports complex. You leave on Friday 22nd June in the morning and come back on Sunday 24th in the afternoon. There will be various activities, including swimming and a night hike, as well as a barbecue on the last night. Your class teacher will hand out forms for you to take home. The closing date to book a place is the 10th of June. No late bookings will be accepted. So if you're interested, make sure you hand in the form in time.
Listen to the sentences again. You may finish this task as you listen. Number 1. The head teacher makes 2, 3, 4 announcements. Number 2. The art competition is being organised by the school, art teacher, local council. Number 3. The winner of the first prize of the art competition will receive a model, art materials, cash. Number 4. Pupils have never, already, always collected batteries at school. Number 5. Containers for used batteries will be brought to the classroom by the teachers, pupils, head teacher. Number 6. A trip to Sicily is planned for pupils of year 4, 5, 6. Number 7. The barbecue will take place on Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Number 8. In order to book a place for the trip, pupils have to fill in a form, phone the sports complex, inform their class teacher. You now have some time to check your answers. This is the end of task 1. Look at the exercises for task 2. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. You are going to hear Elizabeth talking about her childhood and her family. If you wish, you may start the exercises as you listen.
Before I tell you about the day the postcard arrived, I had better tell you something about me. My name is Elizabeth Fletcher, and I was 11 then. Granny used to call me her lovely doll on account of my pale skin and straight black hair. I was small for my age, so people at school thought I was fragile. I didn't talk much, so they thought I was unfriendly, which I wasn't. I just used to get on better with myself than anyone else. That's all. Around me, there was my family. First, there was Father, who was a farmer. Father worked hard all day, growing vegetables. Then there was Mother, who was always busy. If she was not out on the farm, she was busy around the house with a broom or a pile of dirty washing. She never stopped. She didn't seem to have much time to talk to me after little Jim was born. But we understood each other. Not like my big brother, Will. We have never had much in common, Will and me. When he was not fishing, he was down in the cellar making horrible smells in the science lab he had set up down there. Then there was little Jim, who was 8 months old at the time. He always needed feeding and changing or picking up. I used to spend a lot of time looking after him, but he didn't seem to appreciate it. He loved to pull my hair out by the roots whenever he could. He never did that to Granny. Granny had been living with us in the house for as long as I could remember. I know she meant well, but she did go on a bit sometimes. I suppose you could say that it was an ordinary morning in our house the day the postcard came. The toast burnt, and Father shouted and spluttered with his mouth full of cornflakes. I was giving little Jim his breakfast. Mother was trying to rescue the toast and to see to Granny's tea, all at the same time. Freckles, our black and white sheepdog with a liking for postcards, was the first to hear the postman. He rose with a growl from his place under the high chair and flew out of the kitchen door. He returned, seconds later, with a postcard in his mouth, wet and bitten as usual. Mother told him to drop it. Freckles looked at her blankly, pretending not to understand. He had learned that if you waited long enough, you got one of little Jim's biscuits in exchange for the post. And as usual, he got one that morning.
Listen to the exercises and complete them. Exercise 1. Match the people in column 1 to the objects in column 2. The first one has been done for you. A. Elizabeth. This has been done for you and is marked A in column 2. B. Granny. Match the correct picture in column 2 and mark as B. C. Father. Match the correct picture in column 2 and mark as C. D. Mother. Match the correct picture in column 2 and mark as D. E. Will. Match the correct picture in column 2 and mark as E. F. Little Jim. Match the correct picture in column 2 and mark as F. Exercise 2. True, false, or no information given. Tick the correct box in the table below. A. Elizabeth was a tall girl. Tick the correct box now. B. Mother and Elizabeth didn't understand each other. Tick the correct box now. C. Elizabeth and Will shared the same interests. Tick the correct box now. D. Granny had lived with the family for at least 11 years. Tick the correct box now. E. It was a sunny day when the postcard arrived. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 3. Underline the correct word or phrase in the brackets. A. Elizabeth did not talk much because she had no friends, enjoyed being alone, was always busy on the farm. B. At times, Granny, annoyed, amused, angered Elizabeth. C. Father, Elizabeth, Freckles, was the first to hear the postman arrive. D. Freckles, always, sometimes, never, got a biscuit when the postman came, if he waited long enough. Now you will hear the recording again. Listen carefully.
Before I tell you about the day the postcard arrived, I had better tell you something about me. My name is Elizabeth Fletcher, and I was 11 then. Granny used to call me her lovely doll on account of my pale skin and straight black hair. I was small for my age, so people at school thought I was fragile. I didn't talk much, so they thought I was unfriendly, which I wasn't. I just used to get on better with myself than anyone else. That's all. Around me, there was my family. First, there was Father, who was a farmer. Father worked hard all day, growing vegetables. Then there was Mother, who was always busy. If she was not out on the farm, she was busy around the house with a broom or a pile of dirty washing. She never stopped. She didn't seem to have much time to talk to me after little Jim was born. But we understood each other. Not like my big brother Will. We have never had much in common, Will and me. When he was not fishing, he was down in the cellar making horrible smells in the science lab he had set up down there. Then there was little Jim, who was 8 months old at the time. He always needed feeding and changing or picking up. I used to spend a lot of time looking after him, but he didn't seem to appreciate it. He loved to pull my hair out by the roots whenever he could. He never did that to Granny. Granny had been living with us in the house for as long as I could remember. I know she meant well, but she did go on a bit sometimes. I suppose you could say that it was an ordinary morning in our house the day the postcard came. The toast burnt, and Father shouted and spluttered with his mouth full of cornflakes. I was giving little Jim his breakfast. Mother was trying to rescue the toast and to see to Granny's tea, all at the same time. Freckles, our black and white sheepdog with a liking for postcards, was the first to hear the postman. He rose with a growl from his place under the high chair and flew out of the kitchen door. He returned, seconds later, with a postcard in his mouth, wet and bitten as usual. Mother told him to drop it. Freckles looked at her blankly, pretending not to understand. He had learned that if you waited long enough, you got one of Little Jim's biscuits in exchange for the post. And as usual, he got one that morning.
Listen to the exercises again. Exercise 1. Match the people in column 1 to the objects in column 2. The first one has been done for you. A. Elizabeth. This has been done for you and is marked A in column 2. B. Granny. Match the correct picture in column 2 and mark as B. C. Father. Match the correct picture in column 2 and mark as C. D. Mother. Match the correct picture in column 2 and mark as D. E. Will. Match the correct picture in column 2 and mark as E. F. Little Jim. Match the correct picture in column 2 and mark as F. Exercise 2. True, false, or no information given. Tick the correct box in the table below. A. Elizabeth was a tall girl. Tick the correct box now. B. Mother and Elizabeth didn't understand each other. Tick the correct box now. C. Elizabeth and Will shared the same interests. Tick the correct box now. D. Granny had lived with the family for at least 11 years. Tick the correct box now. E. It was a sunny day when the postcard arrived. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 3. Underline the correct word or phrase in the brackets. A. Elizabeth did not talk much because she had no friends, enjoyed being alone, was always busy on the farm. B. At times, Granny, annoyed, amused, angered Elizabeth. C. Father, Elizabeth, Freckles, was the first to hear the postman arrive. D. Freckles, always, sometimes, never, got a biscuit when the postman came, if he waited long enough. You now have some time to check your answers. This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening examination.